Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
All right, let's kick off this Friday as we get ready to head into a short week for Thanksgiving week. We'll be thankful for this good news story that AB has picked out for us today.
Some people in Virginia walked out of a casino with turkeys instead of winnings, and I will explain why next.
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news?
Okay.
Let's hear it.
A casino in Virginia handed out 500 turkeys for their second annual Thanksgiving Vibes turkey giveaway. I love the name. I think that's so funny. And all the birds went to families of cancer survivors and people impacted by the government shutdown.
That's awesome.
Wow, yeah.
That's really cool. I know a lot of people were stressed, especially because of the government shutdown for Thanksgiving this year, and being able to put a turkey on the table. This is something we've done on the show in the past, is hand out turkeys to people or just bought people's groceries, because during this time, it should be about a celebration and not about panic. So wait for a casino to step back and give back. Who's usually always just taking all of our money.
Right, yeah.
The polls are open.
The poll of the day on the Brett Mega Show, Wicked officially in theaters everywhere. So let's call ourselves out. If someone were to say you're wicked or you're good, what would they give you?
Oh, they tell me I'm good. In fact, they tell you you're so good, no wonder you get taken advantage of.
Kevin's a little bit too good.
Kevin could be like so good, it's actually a problem.
It's a problem.
It's become wicked.
I feel like
Kevin is too nice. Kevin, you have to not be so nice.
I feel like as the Christian woman I am, I would hope people think that I'm good.
Well, I'm Christian, and I think I'm going to be wicked.
Oh no!
I think it's because I'm competitive. I am cutthroat at times, but. Give me Alpha Bud. Let me get that Wicked Witch hat on. Let's do it.
Green paint.
Yeah.
Green paint.
The polls are open.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
All right, so this is what we do on the Brett Mega Show. We want to make sure you're updated with all the trending stories on an icky, icky Friday. So we'll put up 2 minutes on the clock. I read a headline, and Hannah tells me, keep it moving or tell me more. Strangest, craziest St. Louis wedding of all time.
Where did this take place?
At the YMCA pool.
Oh. No.
So they met at a water...
Outside of it?
Yes. They met at a water aerobics class a couple of years ago, and they got married at the same YMCA pool they met in. Wedding guests were in the pool, too. They're an 82-year-old couple and a 78-year-old couple. Everyone got in there. Water aerobics teacher and all. And that's where they got married. They got married inside the pool.
I'm so here for that.
And I'm sure they played YMCA several times at the after wedding party.
The reception.
Yep.
Hosting Thanksgiving. These are the top five things that make your home perfect for it.
Okay, what are they?
Thanksgiving with a big kitchen, a big living room, a big dining room, one extra bathroom, and some outdoor space. A big home.
Yeah.
You need a big house.
That's usually how it goes, with the biggest house.
Rice University is offering free beer and ice cream to boost football attendance.
That great idea. Keep it moving.
And still kids are not coming. It's crazy. One of the hottest password trends in 2025.
Ooh, I love a good hack.
Okay, so the most common passwords are admin, password, 12345, 6. That is always true. I don't know why people still use it as their passwords. But they notice out of nowhere, two different huge passwords have been boosted. Sports fandoms, like, oh, man, Eagles, Chiefs, whatever, Cowboys.
Yeah.
Or swear words as their passwords.
Well, I didn't know that you'd be allowed to do that as a password.
Yeah, you could have a swear word as your password. So every time you type it into work, you're like, swear. Like, ah, that made me feel better. A couple of Superman comics sold for the most expensive comic of all time.
Ooh, Kevin, sorry, we're going to keep it moving.
Oh, yeah, and we're out of time, Kev.
Oh, no!
Brett, better keep it, keep it. Brett, better keep it moving.
Hannah's homeschool.
Stacy, how goes it?
How is going?
Are you ready to do this, Stacy, or what?
I'm ready to lose. I can tell you that now. You might as well just say, I'm Stacy and I got schooled by Hannah.
Oh, she's already ready.
No, Stacy, you're going to beat her. We're going to help you. I mean, you got this.
Well, I'm glad somebody has faith in me.
Yeah, we do. Hannah, leave. So Stacy can just crush it. Yeah.
Hannah doesn't even need to leave.
Oh, my God. Stacy, we love you. Although... All right, we're just going to see how bad you are at this, okay? You ready? 5 pop culture questions. I'm going to ask you guys both the same questions. See who gets more right. Stacy doesn't think it's going to be her.
No, it's not.
Who does Dorothy travel with down the yellow brick road?
Who does she travel with?
Yep.
The Tin Man?
Who else?
Dog Toto.
Okay, Tin Man, Toto. Who are the others?
The Lion.
Yep.
And the Scarecrow.
There you go.
Look at that. You were naming them all.
Oh, yeah, look at me go.
Which billionaire and owner of Tesla is Billie Eilish in an online feud with?
Yeah, that I probably don't know.
You don't know who owns Tesla as a billionaire? Richest man in the world?
I mean, I really have no interest in knowing who the richest man in the world is.
Respect. Okay. Who was the last person to get eliminated from Dancing with the Stars?
Oh, that I don't know either.
Okay, that's okay. All right, now pay attention to this question because we're trying to help you here. Remember, Stacy, this country music award show just happened. What is the award?
Black Friday? More like Black Fry, yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Show that just happened.
The CMAs.
Boom, there you go. We're halfway there. Okay. Do you remember the Tiger King and what was his name?
Oh, heck. Gosh, I can see his face, but I don't know.
Do you want Kevin to help you on this
Joe
one?
Joe something, Joe.
You're right. Joe is part one. That's you, right.
Yeah.
And he was Exotic.
Right.
Joe Exotic. All right, Stacey, you got 3 out of 5, okay?
I mean, that's not too bad.
No, not bad at all.
Not bad at all. Okay. We're going to bring in Anna and see if she gets at least a 3 out of 5. Okay, I think we got this.
Okay, perfect.
Hannah's Homeschool. Hannah's Homeschool.
All right, Hannah's walking back into the studio. Stacy, who did not have a lot of confidence in herself, eventually got to a point and said, that's not too bad.
Oh, yes. Really?
Stacy, tell her how you did.
I got three.
Three is good.
Yeah, three is good. How are you feeling about that, Stacy?
Well, I think Hannah's pretty smart.
Wow.
Wow, Hannah's
keep
so
that clip, Kevin.
Yeah. Wow, yeah, yeah. Hannah's going to play. Send it to her whole family and play it at Thanksgiving
Literally.
Dinner. Guys, I would like to make a speech at Thanksgiving. It's just Stacy that says, I think Hannah's pretty smart.
Yep, I'm going to replay that.
All right, here we go. Yeah. Five pop culture questions. Same questions I asked Stacy, I'm going to ask Hannah. See who gets more right. Who does Dorothy travel the Yellowbrook Road with?
Toto.
Yeah.
No?
Anybody else?
Final answer?
Toto is included, so that should be a point. She travels the Yellowbrook Road with... I don't know, the gang, Tin Man, Lion.
Three.
Scarecrow.
Yes. Correct. At the buzzer. Okay. Which billionaire and owner of Tesla is Billie Eilish in an online feud?
Elon Musk.
Feud with Elon Musk. Stacy did not get that. She said, I don't care who the richest man in the world is. Who was the last person to get eliminated from Dancing with the Stars?
Whitney from Secret Lives of Mormon Lives. I'm very upset about
this
it.
This was Hannah's winner pick.
Yeah. I know.
Semis.
It's freaking rigged.
This country award show just happened.
CMAs.
Yes. And then do you remember the Tiger King? What was his name?
Joe Exotic.
Boom. Wow.
How could
five.
Anybody ever forget him?
Well, we Stacey.
Hey now. Hey now.
Called him Joe.
Sorry.
I did say you're the smartest person.
Stacey, you know what to do because you already did it.
I already did it. I am Stacy, and I got schooled by Hannah.
Hannah's Homeschool!
Mega Minds!
See if you figure out the Mega Mind question of the day. Average woman burns over 1,500 calories or 15,000 calories a year doing this.
I'm going to do something that I do all the time. I'm going to say crying.
Crying.
Oh,
you
wow.
really use like a lot of your muscles.
You put your you back know, into it, huh?
If you do it enough, like your stomach can contract. So I think that's pretty good.
Well, if you're going to take the negative, I'll take the positive then. They burn it by laughing.
Laughing. All right. No one's got it correct.
Aww.
Dang.
855-444-MEGA. Average woman burns over 15,000 calories a year doing this. What? It's something like you would do an activity. What activity burns 15,000 calories a year? Tell you what the answer is next.
Mega Minds.
All right, let's give you the answer to the Mega Mind question of the day here on the Brett Mega Show. The average woman burns over 15,000 calories a year doing this.
Reggie and Ian texted in and said opening a door. Teacher Suzanne says doing chores. Jill texted in and said kind of the same thing, cleaning. Heather says shopping.
Boom.
Shopping.
15,000 calories a year shopping.
Really?
I guess carrying all those bags, walking aisles.
Yeah, Black Friday shopping less than a week away. You know, like getting in that mode. So you're just like, wait for Cyber Monday. I don't want to burn all these calories. Yeah. It's too much work. Who is having the most amount of people over for Thanksgiving? With the Thanksgiving week basically upon us. Who's having the most amount of people at your Thanksgiving? We'll do that next on the Brett Mega Show. Who has the most amount of people coming to Thanksgiving dinner? This is the biggest meal of the year. Friends and family all coming from all over. Who has the most amount of people? Hannah, you're one of the people that made me think of it because you're invited the whole boyfriend's family over
yes.
to your mom's house and everything.
This year we're doing a big combination Thanksgiving. So we have my whole family and aunts and uncles and cousins and babies and everything. And then my boyfriend's whole family, too. They're coming to my mom's house.
Dang.
And she's hosting the whole damn thing.
Their whole family? So, like, his, like, nothing to do with, like, brothers are coming over? Their friends and family?
Yeah, brothers, mom,
his mom,
dad.
His dad? Wow.
Yeah.
How everything. Many people is that?
I think I tallied it up to 19 people coming.
Wow. We always go to Florida. We're not going to Florida this year. And when we go to Florida, it's, like, it's close to 20. Anyone do more than 20? Kevin, what do you guys do with your sisters?
You know, I'm trying to think. I don't think we get close to that. I think we're about in the teens. But I do remember as a kid, it was my dad's family, and there were seven brothers, and each brother had like five kids.
So, what?
Yeah, so it was like 35, 40 people.
30?
Oh yeah, going to grandma's. Yeah, I mean, and that wasn't all the time, but that was like the one big time when my Uncle Bill flew in from, you know, California. Wow.
I feel like that has gone away. Like, I feel like people don't have big celebrations anymore.
Maybe, does your family do anything big, or you just...
I think it's less than 20.
Less than 20?
Yeah.
Anyone listening that has more than 20... Anyone do more than 25? Let's see if anyone out there is listening that has more than 25 people at Thanksgiving. Let's see if we can find the most amount of people.
How do you even house all those people?
I don't know.
You'd have to have like a mansion.
Who has the most amount of people coming to Thanksgiving dinner? The Brett Mega Show, there's only four of us in the studio right now. That's not a big Thanksgiving dinner. Hannah's got 19 people coming. I think we used to do like 20 in Florida. Who could be 20 people? Who has the most amount of people come to Thanksgiving dinner? Who has the biggest turkey sitting there in the middle of the table? I couldn't believe it. We got somebody who beat 20. Asher, how many people come over to your Friendsgiving?
It's going to be 29 this year.
How do you have 29 friends?
Wow. Yeah, that's a great question.
Yeah, so...
do you guys all like each other?
Well, a lot of it is... it's my boyfriend and his best friend. They host us every year. And his best friend is gay, and he's like kind of a pillar in the community here, and he's kind of become like a parent for a lot of kids and family.
Cool story.
I don't have family that accept them, so he's become kind of like a staple for a lot of people who don't have family that they can go to for Thanksgiving.
Oh my God, so, love this. What a cool story. And what a cool thing that your boyfriend's, you said his best friend does. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, that's an awesome experience. Thank you so much for calling and sharing that story. Text line B29 though, huh?
Yeah, we got a 32. We got a 37. And Courtney from Wentzville texted in and says she has a 38 person Thanksgiving dinner. That is wild.
Sammy, you do 35?
This year, yeah, we're doing 35.
Wow, 35 is a lot. Wow. So what do you do with 35 people?
Well, this is actually small compared to normal. We're a military family, so we usually host everybody who can't afford to go home for the holidays.
This is another awesome story.
That just gave me goosebumps.
That's so cool. Thank you for your service, and thank you for doing that. That's so cool.
So we had 50.
Wow.
Hosting.
What a cool story.
Does he bring them in like a personnel carrier? You know?
Right?
We shove them wherever we can get them. Dining room, kitchen, living room, garage. We fill the house.
What a cool story. Thank you so much for sharing. Sandy, how many people do you do?
Well, I'm counting, and I think I'm up to 46, but it might be closer to 50 right now.
Wow.
Where do you put these people? In closets?
Stuff them in the turkey?
Actually, this is my husband's family. He is the oldest of 8 kids.
Oh, my gosh.
And 7 of them are married. My son is the youngest of 21 grandchildren.
God.
And some of them are married. Now, I want to say maybe 4 of them are married, maybe 5. And then you've got on top of that some of the great-grandchildren. I want to say there's maybe 10 or 11 of them.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
Seriously, so do you just set up, like, card tables everywhere, or what do you do?
Yes. So it's card tables everywhere. The family really loves to meet. We do it the Saturday after Thanksgiving. We don't do it actually on Thanksgiving so that all the in-laws can have Thanksgiving on their own without the big amount of everybody being there.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. In-laws out the wazoo.
Well, if you want 4 more, maybe we'll come.
Yeah.
That's crazy, but you know what's even crazier? Is not the biggest one on the phone lines, guys.
Kate, what?
How many people come to your Thanksgiving?
This year, it's between 50 and 60. Usually,
what?
It's between 75 and 100.
What?
Shut up.
Yeah, my dad is one of 15 kids, and then his uncles had 10 and 12 kids each. So just between my aunts and uncles and second cousins.
Stop having so many kids.
I was a whole
guy. How do you take care of these kids?
We don't have enough chairs.
yeah, we had a...
Bring your own chair. Oh, my gosh, that is insane. That's like a city.
Where do you get the plates? Does everyone have to bring your own plate?
So we get like the paper plates, and in the backyard, you just line folding tables. Like,
literally,
looks like lines on a football field. Just tables.
What if it's cold out? Like, screw it, just sit by the space
heater. They don't have space for it.
You get outdoor heaters and put them, just kind of put them where you put them.
Wow.
It is what it is.
Oh my God, that is crazy. Well, good luck. You need it.
Thank you. Thank you. We're very excited.
It's thank you. Happy Thanksgiving to your family, all 169 million of them.
Yeah.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. Hashtag baby. It's ready, so here we go.
The Weeknd has just broke a massive record by becoming the top earning solo male artist to go on tour in history. I'm talking history. So think of all the big male artists that have ever been out there on tour. Elvis, Michael Jackson, Morgan Wallen, name them. The Weeknd just beat all of those people in revenue. People wanted to buy tickets so much to The Weeknd's After Hours Till Dawn tour that they broke that record. But something that does kind of skew this, Brett, I figured you'd have some opposition on this since you're not a huge Weeknd fan.
I don't like The Weeknd. Do not get it.
Well, the tour did start in 2022, but it has been nonstop. So that people could argue like, oh, well, it broke revenue because it's been going on for so long. But people really like, if people are a Weeknd fan, they are a Weeknd fan. There's been over 7.5 million tickets sold, over 150 shows, and over $1 billion in revenue for the Weeknd.
Wow. So I think U2 was one of those people that had it, and I think they extended a show. And then I know for a fact that Ed Sheeran kind of did the same thing with his Mathematics tour. It hit like the $1 billion mark as well. But because of how he does his albums, he got a lot of grief for the same thing. Like, he just continued the Mathematics tour. And they're like, oh, the Divide tour, that it became the Mathematics tour, and it was like extended it, and it kept extending the revenue that the tour had produced.
Right.
People were like, that's cheaty. Like, who cares?
Right, exactly.
The guy's made a ton of money off his music, right?
He's like, successful. Just let him.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. A hashtag, baby. It's done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
What's the rule on secret recipes? Do you have to give it up to family? I saw this on social media, and I'm going to summarize it. Some of the words are not mine, just so everyone knows. But this person wrote on social media saying, my sister-in-law is such a bee. God, not my words. My husband really wants this secret recipe, and she's not going to be there this year to make it. So I clearly asked her, reached out to her. And she said, no, it's a family recipe, and I'm not going to be there. I'm the one who makes it. You can't have my secret recipe. She's like, that's so messed up. That's what my husband loves to eat this. Their family loves to eat it, but she's not going to be there this year. Should she just give up the secret recipe?
Well, it's still in the family because I'm assuming that's her husband's sister.
Sounds like there's a deeper rooted issue here.
So I did scroll through the comments, and there was, she did respond. She's like, my mom gave it to me. My brother doesn't know it, and I keep the recipe. I'm not going to pass it along. And they started to get back and forth. I love Facebook. But they got mad. And so mom gave it to the daughter. Mom, the daughter, being passed down the recipe. She's not going to be there this year. Don't know why. And so they either don't eat it or she has to pass it along to her brother's wife. Whose side are you on? Are you on the sister-in-law's side or are you on, you know, the sister's side?
Mm. I'm in camp in-law. I don't really think it's that deep. Like, I really don't. Like, if this sister is so proud to make this dish every year and everything, that's fine, but for 1 year, whatever, just give up the recipe. It's never going to be the same having someone else make it anyway.
Even if they have the recipe?
Right. Like, if it's your dish, claim it. Everybody will know, like, okay, these cheesy potatoes are
They didn't
say
what the dish is, which I thought was interesting.
Right. But like, it's really never that deep. And honestly, when people really ask for recipes anyway, you probably won't even make it. Like, it's fine.
Right. She's going to ask it, say she's going to make it for her husband, and then get too busy.
No one likes a gatekeeper.
Like, so you think she should just give
up the recipe? It really isn't that deep.
I don't know. Is her last name Sanders? Is this like the original recipe for the chicken?
Oh, like the king? Okay.
For KFC?
My grandma was kind of like this, I think, because I'll tell you, they spent a whole Christmas trying to figure out her recipe because she never wrote down anything. And she would make these things for the family all the time, and there's no recipes for it. And my dad literally spent like five Christmases in a row trying to figure out her recipe for her nut horns because they weren't passed down from generation to generation. Mm-hmm. And he kept trying and trying. He thinks he's recreated it, but I don't feel like everyone believes it. But I do feel like I come from a family where someone gatekeeped the recipe. This is what people do. And there's a level of understanding, like, grandma made this. This is mama's home cooking. And the sister-in-law isn't, like, in the family. And it does get passed down from generation to generation. Like, if this was a necklace.
Who cares? If it's good food, everybody should
be able to
make
it. What if it was a diamond ring? She should just give up the diamond ring?
It's not a physical thing. I can make it. You can make it. Hannah can make it.
I don't know.
Yeah, and it won't taste exactly the same.
I do agree with that.
It's never going to be the same. Right. So what the hell does it matter?
And okay. if you're that possessive of it, withhold one of the ingredients.
Oh, don't be that person. That is ridiculous.
So this is a truth.
You want everybody to suffer?
Funniest thing about the withholding of ingredients. So my mom made the best pulled pork you've ever had in your life. Like literally the best pulled pork. People would just gobble it up when they ate it, like straight out of the pan, like secret recipe. And my wife, we've been together since high school. My wife's never had it. For whatever reason, either maybe like my mom started to get sick or she wasn't in town because we were long distance for like 8 years. Whenever my mom made the pulled pork, my mom died and my wife never got to try her pulled pork. One of the last conversations the two of them ever had, my mom was like, had dementia, was barely like cognitive. And I go, Mom, Katie's never had your pulled pork. And she said, oh, that makes me sad, Katie. I love you. You should eat my pulled pork. And I go, well, can you tell her the recipe so she can one day make it? And so my mom starts telling her the recipe. And my dad comes in the room and goes, you forgot an ingredient. And my mom just starts laughing like
she
to herself.
Knew.
Yes. And I go, did you forget it on purpose? And she said, yes.
She wanted it to die with her? Like, she wanted no one to make it ever?
She had dementia, and she literally was doing this.
Oh, my God.
Katie and I still laugh to this day. Like, she was holding that ingredient. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's like, she did what Kevin did. She was like, I won't tell everyone all the ingredients.
That is ultimate level of petty.
Oh, yes. Yep. I was like, Mom, this. My dad goes, you're forgetting something. And it was so funny. We still laugh about it to this day. Wow. So, when it comes to secret recipes, how secret are they? Do you have to give it up to family? I saw these people arguing on Facebook, said, hey, my sister-in-law is the bee. That's what they said. She said, I asked, and she's not going to be there this year. So I asked her for her secret family secret recipe because my husband wants to eat this. This is their family's recipe. I said, I'll make it for my husband so he doesn't have to, so he can taste like home, taste his mom's cooking. And my sister-in-law said, no, my mom passed it down to me. Like, I'm not giving up the recipe. I'm not going to be there this year. No one's eating it this year. She's the holder of, you know, their mom's secret recipe.
Right.
Who's in the right?
Kate B. texted and kind of explained why a lot of people gatekeep. She said, in my experience, people gatekeep because there's things in it they don't want other people to know about. Like, for example, using Bob Evans mashed potatoes and then adding some seasoning to quote unquote make it your own.
See that? Oh, I get that. Okay.
I love that.
Carla, that's what happened to you. Like, someone wouldn't give it up and it was just the back of the box was the secret recipe?
Yeah. We used to visit my great aunt all the time when we were growing up, and she made these amazing fudgy brownies. So I found out in my teens, went over, visited her, and she asked if I would like to make the brownies. I'm like, sure. She always made these from scratch by memory. Well, turns out recipe was on the back of the baker's chocolate box.
I love that.
That was the big secret.
That's
recipe.
Literally something secret. I would do.
Oh my God. Thank you so much for the call.
So here for the drama.
Yeah. This kind of happened to me too. When my wife and I finally moved in together, after like not being together for like the 8 years, I was like, I'm going to cook you a dinner, you know, because we finally lived together. And my wife likes cheesy potatoes. So I bought some from the store and then I threw them in the pan and threw them in the oven. And my wife is like, man, these are the best cheesy potatoes I've ever had. I got some that night, guys. Got lucky. It's like, we don't know, one of those rare chances. And my wife told me, she's like, man, I think I hooked up with you tonight because of those cheesy potatoes. So I would randomly cook those cheesy potatoes till one day she was like, what is this box doing in the garbage? Like, oh
my
dang
God.
It, I forgot to cover up my
oven. Idaho potatoes, damn.
I was like, I went like three or four like getting sums before I got busted. Yes. I was like, damn, there goes my streak for sure. Amber, do you think that they should give up the recipe?
Yes, I do.
Really?
My grandma passed away 3-4 years ago, and she only gave my sister certain recipes and gave me certain recipes.
But I can guarantee you that if my sister wanted one of the ones that I have, I'd hand it off to her in a heartbeat because we're the only two that have them.
That's how the recipes get passed out.
Yeah, right. That's how they survive.
In Facebook, you know, the Facebook drama's defense, she's saying maybe she has a daughter and she wants to pass it down and wants to go from family to family member because it has so much meaning to these people, these recipes. Joe, you chocolate pie was a big deal in your family. Do you think they should give up the secret recipe? What did your family do in the past?
Yeah, she ought to give up the recipe in its entirety. My grandmother made this chocolate pie, and my mom wanted it because we didn't go over there very often. And my grandma gave it to my mom. It never turned out right. Well, 50 years ago, you could call the Klieg Gas customer service. Oh, do you need help with a recipe? Grandma left out two things.
So to get grandma's chocolate pie, you had to come to her house. She finally passed on the recipe and then purposely left stuff off the list after she passed away. Grandma took it to the grave. Respect that. Renee, you found a middle ground about how they should handle the sister-in-law not wanting to give up the family secret recipe, huh?
Yeah, I think the owner of the recipe, since she can't make it, should make it and take it over there for them. It's her brother.
Exactly. I don't have to give up the recipe. I can't make it. Here's whatever you're making, whether it's dessert or something that needs to be reheated.
It's just extra.
Let's be honest. The brother who's in this is why we want him to eat it. If his wife makes it, it's not going to taste mom's.
No, it's not.
And so now it's really going to get to taste like home. And then he doesn't have to lie to his wife. Yeah, it tastes just like my sister's. We're really helping this guy out.
We are.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.